welcome again to A Conversation That Matters. I'm Dr. John Roebuck, your host. I serve as the director of the Charlie Kerb Center for Faith Leadership here on the campus of Belmont University. Today's podcast features a devotional thought taken from Psalm number 10. Today I want to share with you a partial reading of that psalm. Today I'll read verses 12 through 18. And again, I'm reading today from the New Living Translation. Hear the word of the Lord. Arise, O Lord, punish the wicked, O God. Do not ignore the helpless. Why do the wicked get away with despising God? They think God will never call us to account. But you see the trouble and grief they cause. You take note of it and punish them. The helpless put their trust in you. You defend the orphans. Break the arms of these wicked, evil people. Go after them until the last one is destroyed. The Lord is king forever and ever. The godless nations will vanish from the land. Lord, you know the hopes of the helpless. Surely you will hear their cries and you will comfort them. You will bring justice to the orphans and to the oppressed, so that mere people can no longer terrify them. This is an interesting psalm. As I said in the previous podcast, it does reflect some of the same theme and language from Psalm 9. But whoever authors this psalm, and it's not identified in the title, obviously does so in an atmosphere of great oppression and fear. He cries out to God, praying for the overthrow of the wicked. He prays that the day will come when all the evildoers will be judged because of their actions. Through his words, he offers a sort of "why do the evil prosper" thought. The psalm turns toward the end and declares the justice of Almighty God. It ends on this triumphant note that we read, as the oppressed will gain freedom and the helpless will find hope. Again, our focus verses say, O Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble. You strengthen their heart. You will incline your ear to vindicate the orphan and the oppressed, so that man who is of the earth will no longer cause them terror. You know, we all long for justice. We look forward to the day when things will be set right, when the innocent will find mercy and the evildoers will find justice. Let's admit it. We've all been passed by that speeding motorist on the interstate, and we quietly wish that he or she would get caught. We would just love to see them pulled over to the side of the road. But go beyond that simple illustration. We also long for the day when the great offenders of our culture will be punished. I love the sense of resiliency and victory that are gained from reading this psalm. In our focus verse, it says, God, you will incline your ear to vindicate the orphan and the oppressed, so that the man who is of the earth will no longer cause terror. There's a promise in that verse. God is a God of justice, and the day will come when all of our fears will be driven away by his power, and things will be set right. Typically, our greatest fears come from mere people. We fear those who have some kind of power over us. We fear an overbearing and abusive spouse. We fear a harsh and unkind boss. We fear a group of students at school. We fear the work associate that seems to have it in for us. So understand the promise. Those who oppress us can only oppress us for a while. Those who insult us can only insult us for a while. Those who belittle us can only belittle us for a while. Those who abuse us can only abuse us for a while. God knows the hopes of the helpless. He will hear their cries and will bring comfort. That means even to us. Those who mistreat you, those who accuse you falsely, those who show little regard for the difficult circumstances of your life, they will one day be held accountable for their harsh actions. People will not, quote, get away with their sins, end quote. The God who sees all things is also the God who will one day make things right. So this morning, pray for patience, and pray for comfort, and pray that your own heart will never be darkened by the difficult people who sometimes invade your life. God will hear, and God will bring justice. Let's pray together. Father, we pray today that you would grant us courage and patience in the midst of all of the persecution that's a part of our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, I'm your host, Dr. John Roebuck, and it's been A Conversation That Matters. Thanks for listening.